Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. Well, it's a Friday, so you've got five questions in 5 minutes, and we're going for the condensed version where you've got two books instead of three going forward. I hope that's okay with you, but we've got two absolutely brilliant books today. The first one is Kill for Me, Kill for You by Steve Kavanagh. And then we've got The Dive by Sarah Oakes. So let's get straight in and hear from Steve Kavanagh now. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Steve Kavanagh to talk about his book, Kill for Me, Kill for You. Steve, you have five questions in 5 minutes. Are you ready?
I am ready, Philippa. Thank you so much for having me back.
Okay, your first question. Can you summarise this book for us in under a minute?
Kill for Me, Kill for You tells a story of two women who meet by chance in New York City one night. They are both very lonely individuals. They drink alone and their lives have been ruined by two evil men. Over drinks, they realise they have a lot in common and they also have a joint goal to get rid of these men who have destroyed them. So they make a pact. If you kill for me, I'll kill for you.
There we go. That says it all. Absolutely brilliant. Makes me want to go and read the book again. The second question, why should we read this? Who would this book appeal to?
I'm hoping this book appeals to a wide group of readers, people who will read five books a week or one book a year. I want this book to be for everyone. I write my books purposefully that way. I'm not looking for a niche audience. I'm looking for ordinary people who want to spend a bit of money on a book and be thoroughly entertained from they pick up the first page to they close the last. And that's who I aim my books for.
Fantastic. When you say some people read one book a year, I can confirm that this year, this summer holiday, my husband finished 13, one of your other books, and he started that book 5 years ago.
Wow. Well, that's you see, I'm even going to the five-year one book demographic.
And I've been waiting for him to finish so I could talk to him about the ending. So I was so pleased when he finally finished it and we could talk about that brilliant book. Anyway, sorry, we digress. I digress. Your third question. What do you want us to feel when we're reading Kill for Me, Kill for You?
I want you to feel a wide range of emotions. There are parts of the book which I think will be sad enough to pull on your heartstrings. And a few people, reviewers who have read the book from the newspapers, have told me that they've shed a couple of silent tears reading the book. I hope you will be exhilarated, terrified. You'll laugh out loud, hopefully at one or two moments. But there's a wide gamut of emotions, most of which I think will be tension. There are certain parts of this book where I want you gripping the pages tightly and almost unable to read further to see what happens. So, I like to take the reader on an emotional roller coaster if I can.
Well, you certainly do with this book. Yes, absolutely. Right, your fourth question. Can you give us one of your favourite major characters, but also one of your favourite minor characters?
Sure. One of my favourite major characters is Amanda. She was a manager in a care home and an aspiring artist during the night. And she had a really good marriage to a man she loved and a beautiful daughter. She strikes me as quite almost an every woman, you know. She's not particularly special. She's not particularly talented. She's just a really hard-working, good soul. And then when she's plunged into something awful, it's amazing to see how she works her way through all of that and comes to a catharsis in the end about everything. One of my favourite minor characters is Karen Hernandez, Detective Karen Hernandez, who is in the NYPD, and she's very black and white in her views. Those views do not always accord to the letter of the law. And she works very well with one of the major characters, Detective Farrow, and has learnt his little ways and foibles and knows how to get the best out of him. So in many ways, she's just as smart, if not smarter, than he is.
Excellent. Well, your last question is about what drink was powering the writing of Kill For Me, Kill For You. A few weeks ago, we were talking about biscuits, and your biscuit of choice was the Viscount biscuit. So what drink was fueling the writing, Steve?
Coffee, always coffee. I very rarely drink tea these days, but yeah, I drink a lot of coffee. Probably too much. So I'm more powered by water and coffee these days. I'm splitting it up. So yeah, always coffee for me.
And when you're taking your coffee, how is it? Is it black? Is it?
It's just with a bit of milk. Although not more and more these days, I'm taking black coffee, as I do fasting now periodically. So I will just have black coffee and nothing else.
Does that affect your writing though?
Yeah, it helps me a wee bit, because you're at a certain point, your brain switches on. Mostly to say, here, listen, would you ever go and get something to eat?
Yeah.
But your brain is more creatively fired. And there's been studies done on this. If you write when you're hungry, your brain will work better. And you may that may hopefully translate into you writing better. I know Lee Child regularly writes having not eaten for 24 hours. And he says it really helps him a lot.
24 hours? That's a long time.
Almost, yeah.
I mean, I certainly record the podcast before I eat breakfast, because I do make more sense when I'm hungry. It's just my stomach grumbling is a bit too loud sometimes. But if I record after I've eaten, yeah, I don't make as much sense. So that's interesting. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, Lee says, right, hungry. And he's right.
Well, there we go. You see, every time I talk to you, Steve, I'm learning something new. And what people need to learn from this is that they need to go out immediately and read Kill For Me, Kill For You. Steve Kavanagh, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Philippa.
Oh, that was just wonderful. Love Steve Kavanagh's books. And then let's go and talk to Sarah Oakes about her book called The Dive. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Sarah Oakes to tell us about The Dive and answer 5 questions in 5 minutes. No pressure. Sarah, are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready, I think.
Well, let's start with question one. Can you summarise the book for us in less than a minute?
Oh, let's see. I'm feeling the pressure now.
Please don't.
Yes, The Dive is a destination thriller that's set on the remote Thai island of Koh Samui, which is kind of focused on backpacking and scuba diving. And it follows a group of who have made that island their home. And they all are kind of escaping from dark paths. They all have secrets that they aren't willing to share even with each other. And then when a guest body is found on a scuba dive, it kind of threatens to expose all of those secrets and essentially throws the island into chaos.
Fantastic. Very skillful answer. Well done. Your next question, question number two. Why should we read this? Who would this book appeal to?
Oh, that is a great question. I would say anybody who's looking for an escape. I think what I'm really trying to do with this book more than anything is to bring readers outside of their, you know, regular daily life and transport them to a remote kind of paradise island where they can get lost in kind of the twists and turns of the story. So I would say anybody that's, you know, looking to go to Thailand or just escape from their normal lives and who are looking to lose themselves in a thriller.
Fantastic. Question number three, what do you want us to feel as we're reading this book?
Ooh, these are such good questions. I suppose tension. I guess, is a good feeling to have, because I think I wanted every page to kind of be pretty intense, and you don't know who's hiding. You have a lot of kind of different ideas of where the story could go and who could be hiding what secrets. And I suppose, I guess the other thing is just a feeling again of escape, of just kind of a way to be transported out of the day-to-day life.
Yes, I think you start the book thinking, oh, I'd love to be on this island. I'd give anything to be on this island. And then as the book progresses, you're like, well, maybe another island instead.
Yes, goodness, it's not this island. Yeah.
Your fourth question, can you tell us your favourite major and your favourite minor character in The Dive?
Oh, okay. Oh, such a good question. I would say my favourite major character is one of the narrators. Her name is Brooke. She is a travel influencer, travel blogger, and she kind of comes to Kosang with some hidden motivation. So she's probably my favorite major character. And my favorite minor character is a character called Daniel. He is one of the students in the scuba diving course where the guest body is.
Excellent. Well, we come to the final question. Now, when we were talking to you for your full interview about 4 or 6 weeks ago, we asked about your biscuit of choice. And the revelation was that it wasn't a biscuit. You were powered by tropical chewing gum and sour watermelon sweets, which is fine. We'll accept it, Sarah. We will.
I'm judging myself right now. It's fine.
But this question is, what drink was powering the writing of The Dive?
I mean, there were two very crucial drinks involved. And the first was coffee, for sure. I am a coffee addict. So I would primarily write in the morning. So I would usually go through, oh God, I don't even want to say, 2, maybe 3 cups of coffee in the morning. And then if I was writing at night, which happened, you know, maybe 4 to 5 times a week, it was wine.
And can we tell from reading the book which bits were powered by caffeine and which bits were powered by wine?
I really hope not. If there's just some crazy words that are going into absurdity, maybe that's probably the wine part.
Oh, no, that's brilliant. Well, it's just great to chat to you about The Dive once more. It's been really interesting. Sarah Oakes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Splendid. So let's just do a quick recap. We've had Kill for Me, Kill for You by Steve Kavanagh and The Dive by Sarah Oakes. Those are your books. That's it done. I'm sending you on your way, and I'll be back on Monday with a longer episode with 2 author interviews and 5 book reviews. Just look after yourselves and I'll see you very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Quick Book Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. juvederm.com. That's juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.